And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Good Friday. It is Good Friday. And Jesus is still alive. God is not dead. God is real. God got this. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in on this Good Friday. And it is a Good Friday, right? Now, the beginning of this week, or during this week, President Trump endorsed this Bible that has a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the King James Version, Pledge of Allegiance, and all of the entire left came unglued because of it, because this is Easter week, right? Or Easter pre-week. And they all came unglued. They can't stand the fact that President Trump endorsed the Bible. And President Trump told people to read the Bible. And they're all upset about it. They're very angry about it. Why would you be angry about such a thing? Don't you know in the Bible that God used people that were imperfect? God used people that did terrible things. Not to say that President Trump was doing terrible things. Quite the opposite, right? But he's not perfect. But the left, they came unglued because President Trump was holding the Bible and was telling people to purchase the Bible. And they all reacted crazy. And then we have this episode where President Trump goes to New York City, not because of a court issue, not because of this fraudulent thing with Letitia James, not because of another fraudulent civil suit. President Trump showed up in New York because he wanted to show his respect for the fallen police officer. And the Democrats, nowhere to be found. You know what happened on that same day? President Trump is in New York. You had Barack Hussein Obama, Billy Clinton, and Joe Biden. All three of them are in New York. But they weren't there to show their respect for the fallen police officers because they don't care about police officers. They can care less that police officers are being defunded. They can care less that police officers are being gunned down in the streets of America. They could care less. They were there to talk to the filthy rich people. They were there to raise money for the up and coming 2024 election this November. That's where they were there. They could give a rat's backside about the fallen police officer. It's so disrespectful. And they did it right in front of everybody's face the same day. You mean to tell me they couldn't postpone this charity campaign event for Joe Biden? You mean they couldn't push it a day later, a week later? They couldn't do that. Nope. They had to do it the same day. And of course, all of the liberal media outlets, they don't want to even talk about the fallen police officers because they're okay with police officers losing their lives as well. They want police officers defunded. But if you go to any of these government state media outlets, they want police officers to surround their building and protect them. From who? Conservative Christians are not attacking them, but they still want the protection. But when it comes to the rest of us, nope. No protection for you. They even want to disarm you. Let me share this with you. This was them talking about Joe Biden with Obama and Billy Clinton raising $25 million. And they actually raised $26 million last time I heard. But they nothing about the fallen police officers. It's all about them connecting with the super elite, the rich people pouring money into them. That's what it's all about. It's not about the everyday American. It's not about the everyday police officer, first responders. Not about them at all. It's about what they can get.
President Joe Biden and former President Obama arrived in New York City this afternoon to be joined by another former President Bill Clinton for the most lucrative campaign fundraiser ever, along with a lineup of movie, music, and TV stars to rally the Democratic base and grow Biden's already sizable cash advantage over former President Trump. So the cheapest ticket tonight runs $250, but those willing to shell out at least six figures can have the legendary Annie Leibovitz snap their photos with all three presidents. The campaign has already announced they will raise more than $25 million with this event. As Playbook describes it, this is Biden's New York City money bomb.
Oh, this is Joe Biden's money bomb. See, it's all about the money. Nothing to do about the police officers. It's all about the money. That's all that it's about. It's about the money that's coming to them. They can care less. Do you think they took any of that money and helped the fallen police officers? No, because they want to bring in all the money they can to try to take down President Trump, to take down this country. That's what it's about for them. Let me share this one with you. This was Joe Biden. Some interns in Joe Biden's camp created this video. Look at this. This is trying to put Joe Biden in a good light. And let me remind you, Joe Biden's been on vacation how much? How much? How 40%. Many times has he been on vacation since he's been in office? What, about more than half? Even when he goes to the White House, he's on vacation. He's not doing anything. Watch this.
With the president visiting 8 swing states in just 18 days, throughout the month, Biden has crisscrossed the country. Visiting the Southwest, the Blue Wall, and the South, his campaign stops have focused on border security, reproductive rights, lowering health care and housing costs, as well as celebrating CHIPS and Science Act investments.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, they're trying to make it look like President Trump is just golfing while Joe Biden is going all across the country trying to do stuff for the American people. This is the most propaganda video that they've ever put out.
Oh,
it's
man.
A bunch of lies.
Such a gaslighting video.
It really is. It's right? Not even factual.
Trump has literally been at how many different court cases? He's been at fundraisers, he's been at rallies, he's been on the border, he was at a funeral yesterday. I mean, he does all of this across America, and they have the audacity to say he's just playing golf. You know what? Actually, I'm impressed that he actually had time to play golf. I'm actually celebrating the fact that he got to go on the golf course and enjoy his life as miserable as the Democrats have made it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But
Biden was on vacation last weekend.
They try to make it look like Biden is doing so much.
No, he was on vacation again last weekend, and I guarantee.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So, I guarantee that.
So
after
I guess
the
when he's on vacation, they created this video because that's when they had the time to do it.
Yeah, right? I bet after the fundraiser last night, I bet he went home to Delaware. I bet he's at home in Delaware this weekend.
Well, it's Good Friday. It doesn't even have to be Good Friday for them to take time off to do nothing. I mean, they're not doing anything anyways. I mean, what's the stop?
I mean, Biden got upset because, you know, the House took some time off not too long ago. They've been in Washington more than he has.
Well, he was upset because he wanted them to push a bill through.
Of course.
That's all. That's the reason why he was upset.
Well, there's still work to be done.
Yes. So while they're raising money for Joe Biden's money bomb, this is what President Trump was doing. Look at this. They're raising money, and President Trump, he's being sued left and right. They're trying to drain him dry. And what does President Trump do while he is there visiting the family of the fallen police officer? Listen to this, because President Trump, he doesn't even mention what he does. It's amazing what this man is doing. We're going to tell you what he does right after this. Let's watch this first, though.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. I want to thank Bruce and all of the people that have worked so hard to make this area beautiful and safe. And this is what happened is such a sad, sad event, such a horrible thing. And it's happening all too often. And we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't 21 times arrested this thug. And the person in the car with him was arrested many times. And they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them. And this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here. But this is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often. So thank you all for being here. It's an honor, and it's an honor for me to be here. This is a great family, the Diller family. I met the friends, and I met every one of them inside, and these are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road. So thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it.
You know what he didn't bring up? And President, see, this is how President Trump is. He shows up, he shows his respect. And what he did not say, and to my understanding, he wanted to keep it under the wraps. He didn't want people going out publicizing it. He didn't want anyone knowing that he actually did it. And what is it that he did? He actually donated to the funds that helped the family of the fallen police officer enough to where she could pay off her mortgage.
Yeah. He made a donation to Tunnel for Towers. And there's an article that says that they paid off the mortgage for NYPD officer Diller's wife and son. Real America's Voice reported it. Some other people did. The Tunnels for Towers isn't revealing it, I guess, because they're saying, I guess Trump didn't want people to know. It's a private thing that he did for this family. And that's how he is, Will.
That says a lot about who he is.
Right.
Like, he's wanting to help this family out. Hey, look, I'm going to do this. They're going after him, trying to take every single penny from him. And he still donates to help this family. Of the law, fallen police officer. And you know, another thing with that really kind of set the playing field with all of this is that when they had this wake, the police department told every single city councilman, right?
Yep.
All of the Democrats not to show up. No Letitia James, no Mayor Adams, no Kathy Hochul, none of them. Didn't want any of them to show up, but they welcomed President Trump.
Yeah, out of respect,
with open arms.
Out of respect for the fallen officer, they asked that none of them come because their policies really, they believe, contributed to this happening, to this police officer.
So they didn't want none of them to show up at all.
Yeah, but they're very respectful to Trump when he showed up. And you know what? It's not even like Trump wanted them to do anything. He just walked up and they were opening the doors. It was a very somber approach, you know, he didn't make this grand entrance.
Right. Well, it's always a grand entrance when President
But he
Trump
didn't have
up.
All Secret Service around him and stuff.
And they're it there, was, you just well, don't see him.
But what I'm saying is he didn't
he
make
wasn't
it,
showboating.
He wasn't showboating.
He
That's
wasn't
exactly
showboating.
My word.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But he wasn't showboating. He wasn't trying to make this about him.
Yeah.
And you can tell he wasn't making it about him.
And I think he didn't want it to be intrusive.
You know, this is not the first time that President Trump showed up in New York for a fallen police officer.
Absolutely.
It's not the first time. He's not doing this to try to make it like, oh, this is like a thing that I want to do to get people to like me. That's not it at all. That's not it at all. President Trump is the real deal. He's a GOAT, greatest of all times. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist.